Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, heading to Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. And it is winter. It is coming winter. Late spring, early winter, and the weather patterns are proximate what we have in the north temperate zone, leaving fall into winter. Various days will blow cold, and then you can have a warm day. The nor'easterlies that we get here in New England can have snow in them, although they're driving rain as well. In Australia, I'm getting used to the fact that what used to be is no longer. And Jeremy Zakas is here to report to us something that is now being called a climate driver. Jeremy, this is not yet winter time. We talked of snow last week, some dusting in New South Wales. How has the weather been this last week? Good day to you.
G'day, John. Yes, this isn't winter yet, but it feels like winter. Honestly, John, in the last week, it has probably been colder in the past 7 days than it was in the previous winter last year. And when I say cold, we're talking about sub-zero degrees Celsius temperatures. So we're actually talking about temperatures around about 25 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. And again, I want to say it, but we are not yet in winter. This is actually still our fall. So these temperatures, while we can get to them in the winter time, in the dead of winter, the fact that we're getting them now about a month, 2 months earlier is absolutely surprising. And not only do we get the lower temperatures overnight and the clear skies, which is always a big tell that we're going to have a cold night when you see no clouds, but we're getting these strange winds. And when I say strange, the fact is that they're not coming in from the direct west as we normally see. They're coming in from a southwesterly direction. And that's not always a good sign, because when you talk about coming in from the south here in Australia, especially on the eastern side, it means the winds are coming in from Antarctica. So honestly, John, once again, this climate, this weather patterns that we're seeing right now, they are very, very different, but they're very, very ominous. It means that we're expecting to get a much colder winter than we've ever seen before, a winter that's probably less predictable than we've ever seen before, and one that I guess we're going to have to get used to, because I think what the scientists are now saying, and the meteorologists in particular here in Australia are warning us, is that, I mean, El Nino aside and all these, you know, fancy names and fancy weather patterns that they predicted before aside, these new strange events are something that we have to get used to. It's just something that can't be necessarily explained, but it is something we have to put up with. So, John, we're again in another strange weather world.
Yes, it's been this way, 3 La Niñas in a row, followed by what we're told is an El Niño. But this one is called a Southern Annular Mode. Sam, I'm going to have to start taking notes, because I was just getting used to the negative Indian Ocean Dipole and the positive Indian Ocean Dipole. And then there was the tropical storms coming from the north. Now, we're looking at unusual cold and rain, heavy rain. Are you having rain this last week?
We've been lucky, John. We have not had rain yet. We had rain up in Queensland again, where the temperatures also were colder than normal. But the rain is likely to come on, I guess you could say, the end of this cold event. So the Southern Annular Mode, as the name suggests, means that it's a weather system coming up from the south. So as I alluded to, those southwesterly winds coming from Antarctica are the problem for us right now. But the problem with the Southern Annular Mode is that not only do we have those winds coming in from Antarctica, it mixes in with the moisture and the warm air and currents caused by the Indian Ocean, which is our Western Ocean off the west coast of Australia, and also brings a lot of moisture with it. So we get very cold weather patterns, a lot of water into the air, so a lot of moisture, and then a lot of rain here on the east coast. So, John, the rain is about to come. It's certainly going to be probably next week. We did have some about a week ago. And when I say some, it was a heavy, heavy rainfall over 2 days. That was a little bit of a taste, I guess you could say, of what's going to come. But we are ready for it. We're expecting it anytime soon.
Let's go to the west. Perth has bushfires. Are these on purpose?
These ones are not. In fact, we do around this time of year see some back burning and burning of the scrub, basically in preparation for the summer. But in this case, no. There were a few events. There were thunderstorms that caused lightning caused a few of the bushfires. There were a few that seemed to be accidentally caused by either farmers or basically using angle grinders, which is a big one where the sparks actually light the tinder wood underneath. But the bushfires themselves, there haven't been any burn-offs that have significantly turned into major bushfires. Those have been real bushfires, I guess you could say, which in itself is odd because this time of year, we should have already had a bit of rain in the west because it's fall. So we do get that early rain in the western part and there shouldn't be any dry undergrowth, but it's been dry. It's been cold. It's also been a very hot sort of late summer. So all of this is mixing for the West to actually have the conditions to continue with this bushfire season well and truly into the fall, which in itself is odd because bushfire season in Australia pretty much ends with summer. It doesn't continue on into the fall and winter. So, you know, we talk about the East Coast all the time, but the West Coast itself is getting some very strange events.
Now, gossip is sometimes more threatening than science. And right now there's talk, gossip, that attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which preys upon young people especially, accompanies El Niño weather because of the air pollution in Australia. Now, I never thought of Australia as having bad air. You live in New South Wales. You have a beautiful landscape, not so many people, and you're spread out over a continent. So this concern about a super El Niño bringing bad air, do you have air quality days in Sydney now, Jeremy?
Right now, touch wood, we're very lucky we don't, but we did have exactly that problem in 2019, 2020, when we had the large bushfires all up and down the East Coast. And it proved that Australia can have air quality worse than China, worse than India. We had a month straight where our air quality was poorer than anywhere else on the planet, simply due to the fact that the bushfires pushed the smoke and pushed all the ash and all the debris up into the atmosphere. But because it was so hot, it basically created like a parcel, like an air pocket around it, and held it down over the landscape. So we were stuck in smoke for over a month. And this is what's going to possibly happen again. So while we talk about winds pushing through and a lot of cold air, what actually happens is that it kicks up a lot of dust. The dust gets into the atmosphere. And when it hits the ocean and the Pacific Ocean in particular, it basically gets pushed back up into the air and recycled back over to the west and kind of almost like a washing machine in some ways. The air constantly gets pushed back down over the top of this the eastern coast. So that poor air, the dust, the if we do have fires, the smoke, and all the horrible sort of pollutants in the air just get washed back onto us rather than going out to sea into the Pacific Ocean. And that, John, is exactly where we do have problems here in the East Coast. So this is coming. This is not here yet, but now having said that, there is today an inversion layer where basically there is that layer of air that's been trapped at a fairly low level across our landscape. So you can already see signs that we're probably going to get some pretty nasty air in weeks to come.
Yes, the super El Niño, if I recover what is expected, more of El Niño, but it comes with heavy rains and then all of a sudden the rains stop and drought sets in. So the rains create undergrowth, the drought sets in and dries up the undergrowth and the bushfires start. What we're talking about now is all of that leading to bad air quality, which some are now linking to childhood maladies. However, we set that aside and go to the question of flooding, which will come with El Niño, a super El Niño. Right now, Jeremy, you send me an item from the Guardian's Australia division where there are parts of Queensland that can no longer get insurance. I had heard this more than a year ago that many of the homes that were damaged in that super flooding that hit Brisbane in the Brisbane area were going to be abandoned. I guess that's what this is saying. You can no longer insure your home, so if you're going to live there, you're on your own.
This is exactly right, John. And this is a stark difference to, I guess, the Australian way, because we've always prided ourselves in that no matter how bad things get, no matter how bad the disasters, the insurance companies were always able to deal with it. And the insurance companies themselves, as a selling point, said they could basically insure the uninsurable. And this is going back, you know, 10 years now. But in the last few years, it's proven not to be true now. In Brisbane, especially where you had those high floods just north of Brisbane in the rural, sort of the more tropical areas, I guess you could say, there are some towns there that can't be insured by the simple fact that because the water, the amount of water coming down and hitting them is unpredictable because the rainfall levels in El Nino and La Nina and even the southern annular mode are unpredictable, insurance companies can't take the risk. And this isn't just one or two homes affected. This is thousands of homes across Queensland that are now about to become uninsurable. And honestly, insurance companies need to make the money, so they've had to make this hard decision regardless of whether or not it's the right thing to do. But this is very new. We've never seen this before. It's probably going to spread to New South Wales because there certainly are parts of New South Wales inland where we saw a lot of flooding just in the last few months, and there is just no way that the water is going to be able to run off and it's going to be able to cope with heavy rainfalls in this new El Nino phase. But John, this is not something us Aussies are used to. We're not used to being unable to insure our homes. And I mean, I feel lucky as to where I live right here. We're in a pretty safe area, but I can just imagine people only about 2 hours drive away who are literally probably in areas now that may become uninsurable, which, I mean, it's really a roll of the dice as to whether or not you're going to be hit by a flood or not. But if you are and you have no insurance, that is really devastating for anybody.
Queensland was hit much harder than Sydney and even Victoria. That's my memory. Is that correct?
And that's absolutely correct. And it's sheerly due to the fact that Queensland not only deals with the water and the weather events coming up from the south, they also deal with the high tropical events coming in from the north. So across Papua New Guinea, across Indonesia, where you do get really heavy monsoonal rain. So Queensland gets it from both sides. And that's why these two events will come together and they will get super floods. And Brisbane, as far south as it is in Queensland, it's on the southern border. Brisbane being a major capital city, gets massive flood events as well and doesn't cope too well regardless of how much they do as far as flood prevention. So, yes, Queensland will always get hit harder, unfortunately. But you know what? Victoria, New South Wales here, we're getting our run for our money too now.
We don't know how this connects to the rest of the Pacific. We don't. We're not responsible for meteorology guessing. But you will note that after Jeremy reported on the bucketing of floods in the spring summer of last year, that same phenomenon hit California. So the question is El Nino coming to California? Will it be a super El Nino? Will it bring the same puzzles about what is to be done about air quality? To be seen in future. We're going to turn to the reptile report. A man in Queensland enjoying his birthday beer, and then Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.